The Arabian Nights Children's Collection, Ali Baba and the 40 Thieves. Folk tale adapted by Kelly Jones. Read by Vanessa Labrie. Long ago, in the ancient lands of Arabia, there lived a brave woman called Scheherazade. When the country's sultan went mad, Scheherazade used her cleverness and creativity to save many lives, including her own. She did this over 1,001 nights by telling the sultan stories of adventure, danger, and enchantment. This is just one of them. Chapter 1. In a dusty town in Syria, between desert and forest, there lived two brothers. One brother was called Kasim, and the other was called Ali Baba. When their father died, the brothers divided what little he had owned between them and were equals. But soon after, Kasim married a very rich woman and became a wealthy merchant. Meanwhile, Ali Baba married a woman as poor as himself and lived by cutting wood. One day, Ali Baba was working in the forest and had cut enough wood to load his three donkeys with. He had no cart, so he was preparing to walk them into town to sell it when he saw a great cloud of dust in the distance that was growing closer and closer. He watched until he realized that the dust was caused by many men on horseback riding towards him. Fearing that the men might attack him, Ali Baba hid his donkeys behind a huge, craggy rock. Then he hid himself up in a tall, thick tree. From its branches, he watched their arrival. He counted 40 men in total, all carrying weapons and riding horses with bulging saddlebags. The bags were so heavy that the men struggled to lift them. As they did, a few gold coins fell to the ground. "They must be robbers," thought Ali Baba. "But what are they doing here?" As he watched, a large, bearded man who appeared to be the leader walked up to the rock and said,
"Open sesame."
To Ali Baba's astonishment, a door immediately opened in the rock. Through it, the leader entered, followed by his 39 men and their saddlebags. The door closed behind them. The robbers stayed for some time inside the rock, during which Ali Baba remained in the tree. At last, all 40 men came out again. Only now, their saddlebags were empty.
"Shut, sesame," said the leader.
The door shut. Ali Baba watched as the men mounted their horses and rode away, kicking up as much dust as they arrived with. Then he climbed out of the tree. Ali Baba walked up to the rock, which looked so smooth and solid that he almost thought he had imagined the door. He could see no trace of it.
"Open sesame?" he said.
The door instantly appeared. Inside the rock, Ali Baba expected to find a dark, dank cave, so he was surprised by the well-lit, spacious chamber that greeted him. Sunlight poured in through an opening in the ceiling, too high up to be seen from the ground outside. It shone down on all sorts of treasures, from bales of silk, glittering brocade, and the finest woven carpets piled atop one another, to gold and silver coins and great heaps and overflowing bags. Boldly, Ali Baba collected as much gold as his three donkeys could carry. Afterwards, he laid chopped wood over the bags to hide them. When he was done, he said, "Shut sesame," and led the animals home. There he emptied the bags of gold before his wife, Esme. The heaps dazzled her eyes, and all she wanted to know was where he...